All right, welcome back to the Giants pregame show. Alongside Bill Lasky, I'm Kerry Crowley. It's time to go down to Los Angeles and bring in our good friend and my colleague, Mark Sanchez, covers the Giants for CanBR.com. Mark, what's going on today?
Doing well. How are you, Kerry?
Excellent. You're down in L.A. I know how much you look forward to going on the road. I have to ask right off the top, what were your initial impressions of that Mike Tauchman catch in the ninth inning?
Sort of disbelief. Like, he was on the ground, and I think kind of everyone was doing exactly what Pujols was doing, that just staring at him like, did that really just happen? And it took a couple seconds, and then he finally started to get up, and I saw he had the ball in his glove. That is, I don't know really if I've seen a better play in person. Just talk with Stephen Duggar pretty quickly and ask the degree of difficulty there, and he said 11 out of 10. Which I think that summed it up pretty well. It's just unbelievable, that catch. And in that moment, his introduction really to Giants Dodgers, it's unbelievable.
Good afternoon, Mark. You wrote a really nice article about Logan Webb today, and you can read it on Twitter at Mark W. Sanchez. You talked about Webb looking into this start, looking at some of his old starts, and he wanted to change a few things. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, he said it's not really major things. What he's done is he's throwing his changeup a little bit less than he has been, although he was throwing his changeup about half the time at the beginning of the year. So I think naturally that was going to happen. But it's really just more two-seamers and trying to focus on getting ahead in counts and then maybe finishing off with a changeup rather than, throwing the changeup early. And he also, he's had a really nice run, or at least did before he got hurt. And even still, after games, Kapler would say things like, he was okay. we know there's a better Logan in there, is something he would often say. And really, Webb appreciated that he could have a solid outing and not be happy with it. And they focus a whole lot on these waste pitches that, he pulls off a slider, his front shoulder comes off and suddenly, it's 4 feet outside. And that's been a really big focus of his, to just have every pitch be competitive. Because his stuff is good enough that he can get chases if it's close.
So Gabe Kapler was asked in the pregame Zoom today, Mark, about what his expectations for Logan Webb are, what if he has a pitch count, if he has an innings count. And of course, the Giants manager was not going to tip his hand, but with Webb coming off the injured list and throwing a 35-pitch bullpen earlier this week, does this have the feeling of a game where the Giants might get three or four innings out of Webb and then turn things over to Scott Kazmir and see how long he can take it?
I think that sounds about right. Kapler's answer, I think, was something along the lines of, we're going to take him inning by inning and see how he is, which kind of leaves options pretty wide open, which I think the Giants like doing. But I don't think that he's going to go out there and throw 100 pitches today. I think we're probably looking at, four or five innings, maybe five or six if he's pitching well. And then you bring in Kazmir, who's, I think, has been pretty much working for as if he were pitching today, and it's between outing workouts. And then it's righty to lefty, and I'm sure that'll bother the Dodgers because they're all loaded up for the righty Webb. I think that sounds about right with the plan today.
Well, the rivalry continues, and I had a chance this week to catch up with Reggie Smith for a great interview about the rivalry. He played with the Giants as well as the Dodgers, and, that'll be on the postgame show for everybody to listen to. But I want to go into this rivalry a little bit more, and how are the Giants going to pitch to Arias? I hope they don't throw him fastballs as they did last week with DeSclafani, because he hit a double and a base hit off Ruff's glove. We have to look at Arias as a good hitter, correct?
Oh, intentional walk every time. Barry Bonds treatment. You can't mess with this guy. It is nice for the Dodgers that they've got a pitcher who can hit. The Giants don't really have a whole lot of that, although Logan Webb did have the triple. And we saw their bullpen at bats maybe a week ago, where they literally were not taking the bat off their shoulders. It is a nice weapon to have that the Dodgers have, but I'm not sure the Giants value it quite as highly.
Chatting with Mark Sanchez of CanBR.com, Giants beat reporter. Mark, down in Los Angeles right now. The Giants made a few roster moves before the game. Mark, of course, bringing Logan Webb back from the injured list to make this Saturday start. They also brought Wilmer Flores back from the injured list, and he's in the lineup batting fifth and playing first base. Tell us a little bit about the moves and what they mean for Jason Vossler and Nick Tropiano, who were optioned today.
Right. It sounds like it was really between Wade and Vossler to stay with the team. And look, I mean, Vossler just hit a game-winning home run a couple days ago, although he didn't have a hit since. And Wade had the day he had yesterday where he's on base four times out of five and has the go-ahead hit and makes an unbelievable plays at first for a guy who's not really a first baseman. So I think that was the deciding factor. And they're going to get Wilmer Flores back today, and you know, that's the righty bat against two lefty pitchers, you know, next 2 days. And I think then we'll probably see a little platoon of Wade and Flores. And I think the Giants are hoping Flores will hit because he didn't actually hit before he went down. And with Tropiano, I think it's Kazmir over Trope right now. That they both are called up just about the same time to as possibilities for the rotation. And now with the rotation a bit healthier and Kazmir sticking in the pen, Tropiano's got an option, so the Giants are going to use it.
Evan Longoria, 11 for 29, three home runs, 10 RBIs, hitting the hell out of the ball, Mark. And we talk about Buster Posey getting a rest day. It looks like it's working for Evan Longoria also, as he's coming off these rest days and he's hitting the ball like we saw him earlier in the year. Tell me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's gotten less attention because it's Buster Posey, so I think everything is going to get less attention than Buster Posey. But the Giants have taken, you know, the load off Longoria a little bit, and it's been difficult because, you know, sometimes that means putting Jubon at third base. We've seen Vossler there. They're kind of trying to figure out how exactly they can get Longoria days, and it hasn't worked, I think, to plan, because ideally you want Mostella there for at-bats against tough righties. But I don't think they're going to let Longoria play too many, you know, 4 or 5 days straight, those type of streaks anymore. They are seeing what he can do when he's a little bit better rested. He had the great start, and they kept riding him, and then he very much cooled off for a couple weeks in May. When they can get him the days off, and they tried to sneak a day off yesterday, and they still needed him anyway. But if they can keep getting him off his feet, and especially use him against lefties, because he's still, you know, he's batting, I think, over 400 against lefties. If they can sort of prioritize those at-bats and get him days of rest against, you know, tough righties, I think his stat line will look really, really good at that year's end.
Hey, Mark, let's unpack the Buster Posey rest story right now, because I know it's something that we've chatted a lot with Gabe Kapler about over the last week, and even pregame today, Buster Posey was on Zoom talking to us about the Giants' plan and staying disciplined and giving him days off. It doesn't seem like this is a topic that either Kapler or Buster Posey wants to address in great detail. They just kind of acknowledge that he does need, you know, every third day off, and the Giants will try and maximize the opportunities to keep him fresh. But, you know, you look at his stats so far, 10 home runs in 34 games, 7 of those home runs have come after an off day. Clearly it's working, but for whatever reason, the Giants don't want to get too far into the details on this.
Right. I don't think they want to really lay out exactly how Buster's body is feeling and exactly how they are going to use him the rest of the year, which I think is both understandable and a little bit frustrating for us when we ask the questions. The way they're going to use him, it seems, is, as Kapler said the other day, they're maximizing days between off days. So that means if he's the way it is now, you know, he played 2 in Arizona and then an off day, and now he can play 2 here and then an off day, which is tomorrow, and then he can play the last 2 against the Angels. It is a plan that is seems very strategic and planned out far ahead to really make sure he gets his days of rest. And I think what they're doing there is they are prioritizing those days of rest over any contest. And, you know, placing one game's value over another. You know, if he's sitting tomorrow, which seems like he is, then he's sitting against Kershaw. And I'm sure he wants to play against Kershaw. I'm sure the Giants want to, too, against, you know, that lefty pitcher. But they are trying to be very careful with how they use him. And look, maybe this suggests that there are issues with his body, and there are issues with everyone's body in baseball, where it's the endless grind. But they seem to be, you know, pretty strict about sticking to that plan.
Hey, Mark, Donovan Solano since the Arizona series, four games in, 2-for-13 with, of course, the home run ball, which was huge that day in L.A. What do you see in him? Why is he pulling off the ball? Do you see anything different with his swing now where it was before he injured himself?
I'm not sure that I see anything, you know, physically looking into the swing itself to see where he is. Look, they rushed him a little bit back from his rehab assignment because Flores went down, and they've been playing him pretty much every other day since then, which sort of suggests to me, you know, we don't think that he is quite ready yet. They would like, obviously, they'd like him to be more stretched out than he is, but they're going to kind of go on the fly with him and sort of have a plenty of off days so that, you know, he can build up slowly. I mean, maybe the home run is a turning point here, and look, they're going to need him, especially without La Cella. They're going to see how Flores bats, but again, it wasn't like he was tearing the cover off balls before he went down. But they're being careful with him and trying not to do, you know, 3 days in a row or things like that, because I don't think his body is quite there yet.
Hey, Mark, one more for you before we let you go here. What's the atmosphere been like at Dodger Stadium? I'm told that the Dodger dogs are different this year, that they might even be a little better, which actually, you know what? It would be impossible for them not to be better if they actually change the menu there.
I like the phrasing of I'm told. Are you sending sources on that, Barry?
Look, when it comes to ballpark food, Mark, I've got my sources all over the country. I may not have them in the Giants front office, but I've got them where it matters.
No, I will do some heavy investigating into who your sources are. I have not gotten a Dodger dog this year, unfortunately. Maybe I can write that for you and maybe bring you back one. But yeah, apart from the food itself, the atmosphere has been a whole lot of fun. I mean, there are 17,000 people here, which is new to me. Like, we haven't really seen that in the wild. And, you know, Buster Posey had some fun with hecklers. Duggar, too, said, like, they were really on him the other day and asked what they were saying. He's like, oh, I can't tell you. So they can yell it at him, but he can't reveal what it was. And I guess that's that is how it's been. But it's been really fun so far. Dodger dogs aside.
Well, you say it's unfortunate that you haven't had a Dodger dog. I think I would argue that is probably pretty fortunate. Mark, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. He is Mark W. Sanchez. He covers the Giants for KMBR.com. Does an outstanding job. And he's down there in L.A. at Dodger Stadium covering this four-game set. When we come back, we're going in the booth with Mike Kruko. A lot more coming up on this Giants pregame show. KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.